in a spreadsheet like this, it can also just be a formula. It just, it, you could take the last 12 months of revenue and multiply it times 15%. No, sometimes it's a trivial in a spreadsheet, you know, in any form. So I don't know why they use the whole year or the year before to use, you know, because somebody wants to put in a constant number, but it's easy to put a formula in, and then it's just always 15% of the last 12 months. That'll work out. In the long run, it averages out properly.
Aaron for the deck.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Just only because as we talk about this, things that we've talked about before come to my mind. So I'm just going to state this. I don't really have opinions, okay? And just for discussion's sake, I also remember the comment that, okay, the central services are what the Pacifica National Office uses. So from its budgeting perspective also, you see, it would like to have some continuity, you know, or certainty, you might say, about at least relatively what is coming in. So rather than having that vary month to month, you know, there's a reason for the Pacifica National Office to also want to have, you know, a more stable, at least for a one-year period. These are the things we talked about before as to why you might want to do one or the other. So just mentioning that.
Right. Stephanie, we've kind of gone off of the consolidated financials, and we're now talking about the next item on the agenda, which is a review of the central services formula. Shall we say that our review of the latest financials is over for this meeting, and we'll go back to it next meeting? And let's ARPAL officially declare ourselves in item number 8 on the agenda.
ARPAL was on stack and just wanted to just say something very short.
Of course. Go ahead. I apologize. I missed that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I also want to say we need to have formulas in these things. We used to have formulas, and I talked about this a couple of months ago, that we need to see those. Also, I think that maybe this is because not everybody's eyes are the same, but I think that making the font for the spreadsheet Arial Narrow 8.8 is really hard to see. Maybe at least like make ordinary Arial and make it 10-point type would make it easier, because otherwise I got to go through and reformat the whole thing. But yes, formulas would be very good. I had something else to say, but I forget what it is. So let's move on.
Thank you, ARPAL. Any comment, Stephanie, especially about the font?
No, not at all. I will talk to Markeisha.
Good. Very good. So let's consider ourselves officially on number 8 of our agenda. And we were discussing last time the central services formula. We had established the 15% flat across the board assessment. Now we're talking about, you know, doing it based on the last 4 months as opposed to on possibly the last year. Personally, I think because of the way revenue has been shifting, and mostly not in a good way, very rapidly at some of our stations, I think as long as it's not too complicated and it's something we can actually accomplish without benefit of our own, you know, accounting firm, I would favor doing it, you know, based on the past 4 months. That seems, you know, or, you know, the last quarter. That seems like a good idea to me. And I'm just kind of trying to set up the conversation here. So that hopefully we can get something done here. Go ahead, McFadden.
One of the things by setting it up for a very short period of time is, one, those numbers are changing. you know, and I don't know how long it takes for them to settle down. So if you're, and also the fluctuations are big, because if you have a fundraising online, you know, for 3 weeks during, you know, you might have one or two or during a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like it could lead to some big fluctuations. And if you're supposed to send out those revenues during that month, you know, and the numbers are fluctuating because you haven't even figured out how much you raised in the last on-air fundraising. It seems like a little bit complicated. But if you know that your numbers are gonna be solid, you know, X number of months after they're, you know, so you finalize them 3 months or something, then you could take the previous some number, you know, end months and do something like that. But it's just in the end, it's just a formula. And you just have to decide you want those numbers changing around. You know, 2 months later, you might have it, we didn't pay enough last month, or we paid too much last month. So how do you want to work that?
Yeah, I think also, McFadden, that when you factor in grants or bequests, that can further complicate the matter. So I hear what you're saying.
That was it. I was going to let somebody else talk.
Yeah, and another point that is raised by what I just said is, are we talking about what is the revenue? Are we talking about all revenue, or are we talking about listener support revenue, on-air fundraising? We including grants and bequests? How are we what is our definition of the 15% of what revenue? I think we talked about total revenue. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, the last time we were talking about this, we were talking about total revenue, everything.
Yes. Yeah,
the bottom line, where on the spreadsheet it says total revenue and it has all the other stuff piling into it. So that was what we were talking about. Also, weren't we talking about distressed stations and 8% and, you know, how that would qualify and what to do about that? So my recollection is it was a bit more complicated than a simple flat 15 and go home.
Quite. Agreed. So, can we start getting some language on paper? Making some decisions about these questions. So let's just see. And I know ARPOL taking polls is not considered appropriate, but this is a committee. Do we have a consensus that we're talking about 15% of total revenue? Anybody who disagrees with that?
Well, this is Sharon. Not that I disagree, but I have a comment.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I think 15% of total revenue is excellent. I think it's very simple and understandable. Now we are going to have a half hour or longer discussion of all the exclusions that should apply to various stations and why certain stations should get some exclusions and other stations should not or whatever. So I'm all for 15% of total revenue. Just want to say that right now. Okay.
Okay. Beth, I just want to respond quickly to Sharon. I understand what she's saying, and I just want to say that we don't have to have a long discussion about all the exclusions. In fact, I think we have decided not to have a lot of exclusions, with the possible exception of the 8% for the quote-unquote distressed stations, which we need to come up with some kind of a definition for. But basically, it's the idea that you don't budget for revenue that you know you're not likely to get. So It's just a recognition of reality that we've got at least two stations at the moment that aren't making their central services payments. We've got others that are making them sporadically, but we've got two that are struggling to make them at all. Go ahead, Beth.
Well, that what you've just said clarifies, I think, I hope to my satisfaction that we are acknowledging the reality of the extreme distress that a couple of stations are in, and the unrealistic expectation that they would be able to contribute at the same rate as those that have been thriving and haven't been through the distress that they're experiencing now. So as long as that's not in debate, then I don't have anything further to say at the moment. If we need to go over that again, then I would have more to say about it. But thank you.
Well, I think we need to start getting some of this down on paper. Paul, are you willing to try to get this on paper tonight?
Oh boy. All right, let me say that I have a tendency to not be too thrilled with when people are doing a complicated thing and just talking it. Because talking it out and writing it out are very different things, and I've seen things go sideways with that. We have the previous motion that I've sent out before, and I can probably find it again somewhat fast, and we can look at that. But yeah, I don't know. Of course, it's up to the committee. What does the committee want to do? So maybe we will.
Let's get that motion. Let's do what you suggested. Get that previous motion up.
Okay.
I think we can pretty simply strike the, we had an exception for KPFK for the air conditioning for the archives that we now know weren't being air conditioned. We could strike
Beth,
those exceptions.
Beth, to the stack on that, to clarify that point.
And Sharon,
go
for
ahead.
The stack. Sharon for the stack also.
I hear you, Sharon. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, the allowance for air conditioning for KPFK because of the archives, that was for the archives that I guess about 20% of the archives that is actually housed in the KPFK building, and that was indeed air conditioned.
Right.
So that's a lot. So the archives, the 80% of the archives that it sounds like were not air conditioning after all, were off-site, and so this allowance doesn't cover that. That would come under the PRA budget, I think. So
yeah, I think that's the way to resolve that.
Were indeed air conditioned, and that's the payment that we, that's the allowance that we made. So that was real.
Correct. I agree. And I think the way to deal with that going forward is just make that part of the PRA budget. And we don't have to make an allowance in the central services formula. And Sharon?
Yes. As predicted, okay, immediately we veered from 15% of total revenue. And this is what I would like to say about the 8%, which I find incredibly, I don't know, I think that any statement, any motion that suggests an 8% central services for some stations should state that those stations are not as self-sustaining as possible, as required by the Pacifica mission. And therefore, the Pacifica, is decided to grant them a helping hand or something along those lines, because there's something that is just very unfair about the continued need to, especially at WBAI, give them a break. Okay, 10 years is not a distressed station. 10 years is a bad management situation. And the only reason to have an 8% is to make WBAI's books look better. And I don't care if WBAI's books reflect the fact that they are not contributing to this network. They have not been contributing, and they always ask for a handout and then claim, oh, distress, oh, some reason, X, Y, Z. I mean, it's astounding, honestly, and it's just constant. And then we have to hear all the, you know, speech about all that KPFA does that's wrong that I'm not even going to get into right now. I'm just pointing that out. So I strongly object to anything that has an 8% for any of the stations. And if it's going to, then it should include the statement that those stations are not fulfilling the mission and they are not as self-sustaining as possible. That's my statement.
Okay, I'm going to respond quickly. I don't have any issue with such a statement, except for some of the background information that was provided there. It's not true that WBAI, you know, doesn't make any central services payments. I think it was 2 years ago, we got a $200,000 bequest, and we gave the whole thing over to the national office in lieu of central services. And I understand that over the 10 years that you're talking about, we probably paid about half of our central services, which, by the way, is that 8% number that we're talking about. However, you weren't here last time, Sharon, and when we talked about the 8%, it was strictly limited as a one-year transition, understanding that, you know, we're going to be reviewing the programming and the expenses at the stations that are having the difficulties and make adjustments. And this is the trend. The 8% is more of a – it's a realistic assessment of what's possible for a one-year transition. It's not a permanent – exemption. And also it was suggested that there be a statement attached saying that, you know, the other 7% is not waived. It is accrued and, you know, will be expected to be repaid in the future. You know, we all know how that can go, but it's not a permanent 8%. It's a transitionary period of 1 year. And I think we did have some discussion about whether it would be this current year that we're talking about, which means going forward, since we haven't, WBA hasn't paid central service, I don't think KPFK has either. They would really kind of be expected to pay the 15% going forward from now, because we're already near the halfway mark in the fiscal year and they've already not been paying the central services. So, anyway, yeah, that's just a little background. And I know I did not say
that WBAI had not paid central services. So I just want to clarify that. And okay. I also just want to say, I don't know what to say. WBAI, you just said, is not making the payments. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. Okay. My point is, then what difference does it make whether it's 8% or 15%? Why not just have it be 15% and then just reflect the actual fact of what's going on instead of playing this game? The game is tiresome when we're facing such real financial issues, because that's what this game is. It's a game. It doesn't add any more money. It doesn't change the financial reality. And then we spend all this time arguing about 8%, 15%. Anyway, whatever the vote is, you know how I'm going to vote. So that's my comment.
Okay. I would just offer again that it's not a game. It's a question of realistically estimating the revenue that you're going to get and not, you know, just arbitrarily saying, okay, it's going to be 15% when you know that's not likely to happen. So, and it's also because in certain quarters, in certain periods of time, these issues are weaponized in Pacifica politics, and that becomes problematic. And, you know, it is true that while, you know, a station's expenses are their expenses, in New York, we had the national office or the national board decide that WBAI should reside at 120 Wall Street, a very high rent district. They also decided that we should reside in the Empire State Building and signed a 20-year contract with hugely escalating rents. That was not, you know, everybody says, well, WBAI, as if it's one entity. There's different people involved in different time periods. There's different political groups in majority. at different times. And also, again, there's the national office that weighed in on putting us in the Empire State Building and putting us at 120 Wall Street, which turned out to be a huge mistake. But it wasn't a decision that was made irresponsibly at WBAI, and therefore WBAI is irresponsible. And, you know, in addition to that, wherever you get a tower in New York City, it's very, very expensive. And I grant you that has to be considered part of the operating expenses of WBAI. But it is hugely expensive that I don't think any other station has anything remotely like that they have to deal with. Now, Sharon, I'll give you a comeback if you wish.
I really just, you know, make the point that I'm tired of the excuses. I've heard them a million times. I acknowledge the truth of all that you say. I mean, I've read the history. It was the executive director. It was never even voted on by the PNB, that lease. I mean, so there was something that could have been done. For example, you could have argued, Pacifica could have argued, oh, well, the PNB never authorized this, therefore we should get out. But instead of taking actions that, like, make sense in the world of corporate, you know, reality, you know, legal, how the world functions, the, you know, the PNB and Pacifica just, like, reels from thing to thing and just, you know, doesn't ever, like, deal with things. Okay, I don't want to go over the whole history. I don't want to. My point is, 10 years is a long time, and you know, that's all. That's all I have to say.
Well, I have to agree with you that it was not dealt with for many, many years on many sides and all sides. And that's no good. And that's left us where we are now, which is between a rock and a hard place. And we have to deal with it now. So I don't think we have any real disagreement there. If we're not going to talk about the details of the history, go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. You know, people want to talk about games. Well, there is also the game of internal politics, and that comes up, and I'm not going to go on too much about that. I will, however, mention we want to talk about finances and things. I will bring up yet once again, for anybody who wants to look at it, the statements, financial statements, that show the national office suddenly getting a huge six-figure revenue in the summer of 2019. And, of course, some of us say, hey, that's BAI was getting that, but it got basically confiscated. So we have that too. And we have people, you talk about weaponizing. Yeah, I think saying, and this station is not complying with the bylaws. That is such a trap. Do people think nobody would see that as a trap? You know, so, you know, I think that also saying, and therefore we're going to get 15%, and then the national office will budget for that, and then it will say, oh, but we don't have that. And then you're scrambling to say, what are we going to do? We budgeted for having that much revenue. We don't have that much revenue. And then you have a worse situation and saying ahead of time, you're going to get, you know, some amount. It's not going to be 15%. It's better to acknowledge the reality ahead of time than to get hit in the head with the reality later on. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, Arpal, did you find that prior motion that you had sent around earlier?
Yes, I sent it. I sent it to the committee. I have it in front of me here. You want me to read it?
I think you could read it. And in the meantime, hopefully all of us could go to that and we could be looking at it. And then maybe we could use that as a basis to fill in some blanks here.
Okay, it's been sent. It's been sent.
I hear you, Beth. Do you want to hold on, Arpal? Paul was about to read. Beth, do you want to speak before then, or can you wait? Or
I can wait. I've been trying to get on the stack for a while, but go ahead. I, by the way, I am looking at that previous resolution and trying to work on the word, so I'll follow along.
Well, Beth, why don't you go and go ahead and speak now, and that way it won't be out of context.
Sure. It's along the same lines of, as the previous discussion leading up to this regarding the appropriate rate for various stations to pay. And I would just say to remember the No Child Left Behind policy, the national policy to defund the schools that struggle the most, you know, to punish them into performing. I think that's pretty well accepted to be a failed policy at this point. The actions that have most undermined KPFK's performance since before my time on the LSB and PNB were national decisions, not local decisions. They had to do with staffing and other things. And KPFK has not been subject to 9/11 or Hurricane Sandy as BAI has been, for which I'm ever so grateful. But KPFK has been denied any continuity of management for 2 full years now. And so I just, it astonishes me that anybody would think it was realistic to expect them to be producing as they would if they had enjoyed stable management through that time. So I think it's unrealistic to expect that mere judgment and punishment will somehow inspire performance. So I support the proportional differential of central services formula as simply realistic. It's not realistic for us to project something more ideological and then be all surprised when that's not what happens. Thank you. That's enough for now.
Thank you, Beth. R. Paul, I'm getting, I'm just seeing now for the first time, and it's my bad, I'm getting messages from Teresa Allen that she does not have a code to get into the meeting.
I'm on now.
Oh, you are.
I got it from someone, yes. I had computer problems, and I was, you know, I lost R. Paul's message with the code. I hope we're going to stick with the code. So, anyway, I'm lucky I'm on now. Thank you.
Okay, we'll work that out. Fred Blair does our access codes, and he'll sort that out.
R. Paul doesn't do that.
Thank you, R. Paul.
I'm sorry you didn't get on sooner, R. Paul. Okay, so do we all have the motion in front of us now? The central service? R. Paul, you were going to read. Did you do that?
I didn't read it yet, but now I'll scroll back up to where it is. Okay, it reads. Pardon me. It's from 2021. Pardon me. And the motion is that the central services formula be based on 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. Total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. However, the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives shall be deducted from KPFK's revenue, and the tower studio and office rent for all stations shall be deducted from their revenue. That's it.
Okay. Those last items were an attempt to, you know, give some deductions instead of a flat tax, but we're saying we're going to remove those. And let's talk for a moment about the 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. So we were just talking about how bequests and grants and tanking revenues can change that dramatically, and that can be complicated. Do we want to make that every 6 months, or is there a way to smooth that out so that revenue – I know we were talking about doing it based on the prior year, but if a station's revenue drops off dramatically, the prior year's, you know, as what happened at KPFK, the prior year revenue could result in exorbitant, and has resulted in exorbitant central services arrearages, where based on revenue, they wouldn't necessarily be so drastic. So can we talk for a minute about how to get a smooth revenue stream coming to the national office, but at the same time, you know, provide for reasonable adjustments to the stations? Anybody have any thoughts on that? we had some a moment ago.
Now, this is McFadden.
Go ahead, McFadden.
Since we've never had a smooth revenue stream, you know, does the smoothness of the revenue stream matter? It's just like how you're going to calculate it down the line. And, you know, so you could have a 6 months running averages for the, you know, for the, from the, with a 3 month gap between the months you're calculating. I mean, it's just, it seems like it's easy to put a formula in if we're going to have these consolidated budgets, you could have that in there. And, and then the
I like what you just suggested, McFadden. 6 months running averages, and what was the that about the 3 or 4 months?
Well, you wouldn't do the current month because you know, and even the last month, so you'd go back like 3 months. So so it would be the, you know, 9 months ago to 3 months, you know, to 4 months ago, that would be your 6 month average.
Beth, I heard you ask for the stack. Go ahead.
Teresa. That was before. That's Teresa asking now.
And go ahead, Teresa. So I'm after you.
Okay. Right. Now I'm confused. Somebody go ahead.
I just want to say, I think that there are some, there is a station that has had a steady revenue stream. I think that's KPFA. And I guess we should hope to rely upon our executive director to make sure that our general managers are trained or are have the proper skill set to help develop that, or all of our unit managers. Because I think that affiliates, for example, does have a reliable revenue stream. We're not learning from each other, and I think perhaps our executive director is in the past have not been managing them well. They have not been sharing ideas. Now maybe the differences between KPFA and KPFT are so significant that we maybe, you know, can't use their model, but seems to me we could learn from each other. I remember distinctly one time we had an opportunity to hire someone who could help all of the stations with development, and they wanted a certain amount of money from each station. It was an equal amount, but it was only KPFA that came up with the money to hire that company to provide the service, to tell them how to consistently raise money. It's too bad we don't seem to be sharing those ideas. Maybe it's happening in the management meetings, but I can use all of the consistent development possible. I think we seem to be some of us in major ways struggling. Maybe because our general managers are in some ways incompetent, or just maybe bad hires to start with.
Let's not get into personnel issues here.
Well, I'm not going to be specific, but I think it's a pity we don't seem to be learning from each other when it comes to when we're talking about consistent revenue streams. Can our executive director and can we all work together to help each other do that? And can each station and each board be very concerned about their station developing those? And maybe we need to reach out and say we need some help from each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I want to note that we are at our time certain, but I feel like we are geared up to plug in the necessary elements of this formula and get it done. Could we possibly get a motion to extend for until let me say 10:35 and see if we can actually plug in the necessary elements of this formula so that we can pass this tonight? Is anybody willing to make that motion?
So moved, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Is there any objection? Good. Thank you.
I object. I object.
Okay. Was that Sharon?
Yep.
Okay. No worry. Thank you. With one objection, do we need to take a vote?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, on the PNB, we say no, we don't, if it's just one objection. But I know you probably
PNB is wrong about that.
It
disenfranchises members. Anyway, let's go to a vote.
Go ahead.
Okay. The motion is to extend the time for this meeting till 10:35 Eastern. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Sharon Adams.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden.
Yes, yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
And, okay, that's it. 7-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Very good. So let's go ahead. So we've got the first sentence, I think, is still good. The central services formula be based on 15% of total revenue of the stations. Now, I think we want to change this from calculated quarterly to calculated every 6 months. And going back... McFadden, help us out again.
They average from 9 months to 4 months previous. 6 month period. The 6 month running average,
yeah.
Starting 9 months prior to the current month. Maybe that's the best
word. Thank you. Can you get that off all? Did you get that?
No, I need to hear that a little more. I have calculated every 6 months. What's the rest?
McFadden?
A six-month running average beginning 9 months before the current month.
Julie has a question.
Yeah, I do too. Would you hold on one second, Julie? Let's see if our Paul gets that.
Calculated every 6 months. Okay. There's a little English problem. Every 6 months running average. You gotta connect those better.
Forget the first part of it, the 6 months. It's a 6 month running average starting 9 months prior to the current month.
Calculated every 6 months.
You calculate it every single month. You don't calculate it every – you calculate it every month. You don't calculate it every 6 months.
Okay.
Every month you do the calculation. And it's a six-month – it's a running average, six-month running average starting 9 months prior to the current month.
Calculated every month, and then I have six-month running average. How do we want to phrase that?
Calculated – 6 month running average calculated starting 9 months prior to the current.
We're running into a problem because we've got verbs and nouns not connecting here. Calculated.
May I offer some wording?
Somebody should, yes.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. What I've got so far is that the central service formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, all inclusive, calculated every month on a 6 month running average, starting 9 months before the current month. Does that reflect your intention,
yes.
Mr. McFadden?
Good job.
Good wordsmith.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good English too.
So that the central services formula.
I'll send you that much more, Paul.
Okay, let me read it right here so we can see if we got it. That the central services formula shall be based on 15% of total revenue. There was something else in there.
I'll read it again. And I dropped a couple words that I didn't think were necessary. So that the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, all inclusive in parentheses, calculated every month on a 6-month running average starting 9 months before the current month.
What's in the parenthesis?
All inclusive.
All inclusive.
Doesn't total revenues say the same thing as all inclusive?
It just takes more words to do it and more phrases.
Now, I think I missed a small piece joining these. 15% of total station revenue, paren, all inclusive, close paren, of the stations calculated.
Drop of the stations.
Of the stations goes. 15% of total station revenue, all inclusive in the paren, calculated every month at a six-month running average starting 9 months before the current month. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a pause there, take a breath, and let's go to Julie's question.
Yeah, my question was how frequently was this going to be calculated? So that's been answered. May I suggest that the word rolling be used instead of running? Rolling means that every month you drop the oldest month and you add the next month in the series.
Sounds right to me. Anybody else?
I like it.
McFadden?
I think that sounds fine. I'm just know how the formulas look.
Good.
The wording is always different.
You rocket science guys are never good at sentences. Sounds
now that
good.
I resent. I've written pieces and many of them.
Tell that to Richard Feynman.
Okay.
I just emailed that around so people can actually eyeball it.
Good.
And double check me that I didn't misspell anything or make typos or whatever.
Okay. I think that basically covers the 15%. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's try and hammer out the 8% for the two stations with some definition of distressed. Maybe we don't have to do a definition of distressed. Maybe we can just say the two stations, KPFK and WBAI, will pay 8%. With the understanding that the balance will be accrued for the current fiscal year, FY23.
May I offer some preliminary wording?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I've actually written this as a further phrase to the last sentence that's already been begun. So, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress for which central services shall be 8%, with the remainder deferred until, and that's as far as I got, until when I'm not sure what we want to say there.
Why don't we just say with the remainder being accrued?
Okay, good.
And can we also say something to the effect of perhaps, this is just a floating a suggestion here, having distressed be defined by a vote of the PNB at any particular time. In other words, we don't have to come up now with an involved description of what distressed is. We can just say if the PNB acknowledges that a station is distressed, they would qualify. I mean, because right now we're just talking about two stations. We're not really trying to create an ongoing description of a distressed station. We could do that in the future, but I don't think we need to do that tonight.
I have that first bit ending with the words current month period. The next thing I have is all revenue is to be included in the calculations, semicolon. From the however, do we then put in the thing that says with the exception of any station suffering from a huge financial distress part?
May I address that?
Go ahead.
Yes, I think it's we can drop the phrase all revenue is to be included in the calculation. I think that's addressed by the parenthetical all inclusive following revenue.
All right, so we're striking from the original, striking all revenue to the end of the motion. Is that it? And then substituting something.
Yeah. No.
Sharon,
yes.
For the staff.
Yeah.
Sharon for the staff,
yeah.
Please.
I hear you, Sharon. Let's let them sort this out.
Okay. Let me put this in here so we don't lose it. Okay, from all revenue.
That's exactly the way I have it marked up so far myself, R. Paul.
Strikes. Okay. Okay,
then,
so let me read what I have then. It says that the central services formula shall be based on 15% of total revenue, open paren, all-inclusive, close paren, of the stations calculated every month on a six-month rolling average, starting 9 months before the current month, with the exception of any station suffering a huge financial distress. Central services shall be 8%, with the remainder being accrued, distressed being defined by vote of the Pacifica National Board.
May I address that?
Sharon.
I think I want to go to Sharon.
Please.
Sharon asked for the stack first. Let's go to Sharon.
Okay. We have 5 more minutes left till our end of this session. And I would just like to suggest that R. Paul was extremely correct when he said up front that writing it via committee on live is not proper. It's already like, what does that mean to say 9 months starting 9 months before? Why? I thought it was a 6 month rolling average. I don't even understand why 9 months is in there. Why am I trying to help you write a motion that I don't agree with? Okay. My point is, it would really be much, much better if you wrote a motion that had clear direction and then presented it at the next NFC, since it's obvious you have the votes to pass it. Why don't you just do that? And James, I would appreciate it if you would add the sentence that you said you would, that the stations that are distressed acknowledge that they are not as self-sustaining as possible. And if you include that in the motion, and we can present it and have it worked out for the next meeting, because I really don't think we can do it in the next 3 minutes.
Well, I think, Sharon, we're going to try, and we may need to extend one more time. But I think we need to try to do this. We've been kicking this can down the road way too long, and I think we just need to bite the bullet. This is, you know, we're making sausage in public view, but that's open, and, you know, we're being transparent about it. And it's really hard to go off and write this in private somehow, because there are many differing opinions on this board. And while I'm willing to have that sentence in the about, you know, stations in distress are following the bylaws or being as self-sustaining as possible. But you're not giving me much to bargain with here. I mean, you're saying you're not going to vote for this anyway. So, but please put my sentence in there anyway. You know, okay, I'm not adverse to having it in there. But, you know, I thought maybe you might vote for it with us including that. Anyway.
Well, maybe I would.
Back to the staff.
I don't know. Okay, maybe I would.
Okay, well, that's good. I appreciate that. So let me just check the time, Beth, let me check the time. We got 2 minutes left. I'm going to request that we maybe do another 10 minutes and see if we can't finish this. Is everybody willing to go to 10:45? Let's get this out of the way.
So the motion is to extend the time for the meeting to 10:45.
Yes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, let's consider that done, and then let's go ahead. Beth, you wanted to say something?
Thank you. Yes. Our policies text email, I sent the verbatim of what I gave before, and I dropped a couple of extra words just to make it more concise because they're not necessary. I'll read it one more time, the first half of that sentence. That the central service formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, parenthesis, all inclusive, calculated every month on a 6-month rolling average, starting 9 months before the current month. And I propose a semicolon there, or maybe just a comma. But then I would propose the following phrase, with the exception of any station suffering acute, not a huge, but acute financial distress, parenthesized, as determined by the PNB, comma, for which central services shall be 8%, comma, with the remainder to be accrued.
Now, just one question. We had discussed making that a 1-year transitionary thing. So shall we put a 1-year limit on that?
How about I read what I have and make sure what I've written down is what we have, okay?
Okay, and I heard you, Sharon. We'll come to you.
Yeah, just to make sure. That the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, open paren, all-inclusive, close paren, calculated every month on a 6-month rolling average, comma, starting 9 months before the current month, comma, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress as determined by the PNB, comma, central services shall be 8% with remainder being accrued.
And my comment is that remainder should say the remaining 7% so that it's clear what the remainder is.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Can you put that in there, Harpal?
I'm doing it. Hold on a second. Let me do that. All right. There's still a language thing here. Rolling average starting 9 months before the current month, comma, with the exception of any station, okay, suffering acute financial distress is determined by the PNB. Central services.
Or which?
Okay. We need a transition between determined by the PNB and central services.
I've got that.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
As determined by the PNB, comma,
yep,
for which central services shall be 8%, comma, with the remaining 7% to be accrued, comma, to be reviewed annually or revisited or whatever word you want there, period.
Okay, so determined by the PNB, comma, for which central service shall be 8% with the remaining 7% to be accrued to be reviewed annually.
Right.
I'm going to jump in here and say that that is not reflective of what we had I don't want to say negotiated, but what we had discussed with other members of the committee prior, which was this would be a one-year transitionary period. You know, this can always be revisited by the board or by the NFC, but I think we should stick to the idea that we're going to get the stations in order, we're going to make cuts to expenses, we're going to raise revenue, and, you know, we're going to work very diligently on that. And this is, in the current form, this is a one-year transitionary period. It's not an ongoing thing. Now, again, it can always be reintroduced. We can discuss it. You know, this can be brought up when the year is up. But we did, I think, negotiate in good faith with people to support this based on that it was a one-year transitionary period. Any discussion on that?
May I offer wording to that effect then?
Go ahead, please.
With the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress as determined by the PNB, for which central services shall be 8% for a period of 1 year, comma, with the remaining 7% to be accrued.
That sounds right.
For a period of no more than 1 year.
Yeah, that's good. All right, that's even better. That makes it very clear.
Got it.
Okay, I
can send you that, our part, if you want.
You can do that. Let me read this right now, though, so everybody can agree on it.
Okay.
Whole motion. That the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, open paren, all inclusive, close paren, calculated every month on a 6-month rolling average, comma, starting 9 months before the current month, comma, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress as determined by the PNB, comma, for which central services shall be 8%, comma, for a period of no more than 1 year, with the remaining 7% to be accrued.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Jane McCudden.
I thought one of the things that happened earlier, but maybe it got removed, was the idea of revenue minus tower charges or minus rent or something like that. Is that gone now from the...
That's gone, yeah. We decided to do away with those kinds of exceptions.
Okay.
I have a question. When someone gets, let's say a station like WBAI got a bequest of $200,000, and that was part of that $600,000 that our Paul was mentioning earlier, the Pacifica got from a WBAI listener a $500,000 bequest, which, as our Paul mentioned, we didn't get any credit for. But if, let's say, someone, a station gets a huge bequest like that, and then that's going to distort that 6-month rolling average. So should we possibly carve out just a flat fee of 15% on any, you know, bequest of like over $100,000 or something along those lines, so that it doesn't distort the rolling average, at, you know, to be calculated on a 6-month rolling average? Does that make any sense?
It won't change the net amount.
I agree.
It doesn't change.
Okay.
It. So I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just thinking that at the time when you get the $600,000 bequest, you might have the money to pay it, whereas 9 months later, you might not. So that's the only thing. But I guess stations could front load those payments as well if they chose to. I'm sure the national office would not object to that.
I just emailed the motion to as is for people's proofreading final check.
Okay. I'll look and make sure that it's exactly what I got here.
And we have one more thing that I want to, you know, while you're working on that, Arpal, I just want to mention again that Sharon had requested that we put something in about, you know, acknowledging that patients are not operating per the bylaws in a self-supporting manner as possible.
You don't have to say per the bylaws. I didn't say that. I just said I just would like the statement to say that the statements, or I'm not sure. I can't see the motion right now. I don't know. I was looking for it. But anyway. Oh, I see it. Okay. Let me just say that. Hold on. Let me read it. Okay. That the distress station acknowledge that they are not as self-sustaining as possible.
I
wrote that,
that.
I wrote that in my email.
If that's an amendment to my motion, then I object, and we can vote on it. I'd like to address it first.
Can I suggest to Sharon, just trying to keep her in the loop here, Sharon, is there some way we could reword that and just make it an observation of fact rather than like a public shaming thing where a station has to acknowledge what is really just a fact, and we could just say something about, you know, that in fact the distress station is not doing this, rather than leave it up to them to somehow acknowledge it?
You know what? No, I withdraw it. I don't want it included. I'm not going to vote for the motion, even though I kind of helped to write it. So I don't agree with it. So I don't want to do any kind of statement.
Thank you.
Okay.
Should I read what I have? I think, by the way, the motion, I'll list the motion as being from Beth, I think. So,
fair enough.
Okay. That the central services formula shall be 15% of total revenue, all-inclusive, close paren, calculated every month at a six-month rolling average, comma, starting 9 months before the current month, comma, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress, open paren as determined by the PNB, close paren? No, those paren aren't supposed to be there.
Yeah, no, they are. That's correct.
They are, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the one you put in. Okay. Close paren, comma, for which central services shall be 8% for a period of no more than 1 year, comma, with the remaining 7% to be accrued. Okay, is that the motion?
Can I ask two brief clarifying questions?
Go ahead.
Maybe a comma after the 8%. And back toward the beginning, the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue.
Total station revenue, yeah.
I think I carried that over from the previous resolution.
Should I read the thing again so we're all agreed on it? Probably
okay.
A good idea. That the central one second as I breathe. That the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, open paren, all inclusive, close paren, calculated every month on a 6 month rolling average, comma, starting 9 months before the current month, comma, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress, open paren, as determined by the PNB, close paren, comma, for which central services shall be 8%, comma, for a period of no more than 1 year, comma, with the remaining 7% to be accrued, period, end of motion.
Yes.
Now, I have one question for Stephanie, if she's still with us. Are you with us, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good for you. I'm amazed. What about implementing this with the financials coming through now? Will we be able to implement this?
We'll be able to implement it, not necessarily that people will be able to pay, but yeah, I mean, we can definitely implement it.
I mean, by, you know, running the formula, now that we've got the financials, running the formula and determining the numbers.
Yes, because I think that what is very helpful for the general managers is that they don't really quite know what central service payments they should be making.
That's right.
So this way it will allow us to be able to, you know, to at least give them a general idea of what we're looking at and what they can, what their aim can be and what their goal can be.
And one final question.
I'll throw another little wrench in there, but sometimes, too, we have to take into consideration with certain grants is that we have to make sure that, you know, no grant application has that part of the payment from that grant will be used to pay for central services, because some grants are limited to, you know, be used for a certain program, or they're not to be used for operational support. So, you know, there will have to be some leeway a few times on certain things that come in.
Right. And that's understood. And, you know, they'll just, that'll be, you know, they'll have to make up that piece of it in another way. Do we want to put it, I mean, the start date would be the date that we enact this. Do we want to mention a start date, or do we just assume that the start date is now? The month would be April that we're starting here.
Sharon, with a point of, or question, I guess.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I thought the issue with the last time that we did this was that we had to have the PMB authorize it, that we, the
trustee,
were. Okay. So shouldn't it be a motion asking the.
Good point.
PMB could.
Yeah, the NFC recommends to the PMB. Yeah. Good point. R. Paul, can you add that, you know, the normal preliminary language, the NFC recommends to the PMB? That.
Okay, that the NFC recommends that the PNB pass the following motion, that the central, et cetera.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, about my question about a start date, did we just assume that the start date is the day that the PNB passes it? Assuming that they do?
If we say nothing, I think that's what it would be.
Right. Agreed.
So,
okay. All right. Are we done?
Well, we have to vote on it, probably.
I appreciate that. I mean, are we done crafting? I think so. So, Beth, you want to propose this as your motion?
Sure. Shall I read it again? Or
no, I think we've read it enough.
So moved.
Okay, R. Paul, will you take, okay, is there any objection?
I do.
Sharon, that's you?
No, that's Teresa.
Okay. Oh, that's Teresa, okay. And I think Sharon may want to, okay, but one objection is enough. R. Paul, go ahead and take the vote.
Okay, please answer up when you, we've already read it enough, I think everybody's heard it. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
No.
Sharon Adams.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
No.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
And that's it. 6-4, 3 against, 0 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, folks, we are actually beyond our time certain. Unfortunately, we did not get to considering the budget timelines. Let's be on notice that we'll pick that up at the next meeting. And I think it's fair to say that we are adjourned.
Thank you all.
Yes, thank you all. I'm sorry, Teresa, we didn't get you on sooner.
That's okay.
Good night.
Oh,
good night.
So,
thank you, R. Paul. And thank you, Stephanie.